Hello.
Hi Megan, this is Faggy calling from Family First Care. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good. I've been trying to get a hold of you since we got a call from you, actually. Are you still interested in home care services?
So just so you know, if you don't leave me a message, I won't call you back because I used to be a small business owner and I get so many telemarketer calls trying to sell me
Oh,
stuff I
yeah.
don't need. So
I did
that's
leave you
why
a
I don't.
couple of voicemails, but I'm happy I got you on the phone now, so it's fine.
Yeah.
I guess you can add
So
my number to your contacts after this call.
yes. Is this Stacy? Is this your direct number?
Yes, it is. So
Okay.
if I'm calling you, it'll be from this number. Anyone from our agency will call from the 267-551, and then the four last four will be different. But for now, you should
Okay.
only need my number.
Okay, so it's not me that picks out the nursing facility. It's I'm approved for the Act 150. So
Okay.
I gave a woman, I'm sorry, last week, the information to call and speak to Rebecca
Okay.
to like get you guys in their system and stuff. So do you know if anyone did that?
Okay, so I believe I was trying to reach you first. I don't have I did call Rebecca. The numbers that I tried go to like a automated line, and the other one wasn't getting through, so I didn't get any answers from her. I did try reaching out to her. Maybe we can do a three-way call, and discuss that together.
Okay.
Will you be able to add her in? Because I'm assuming she'll answer
Yeah.
your number.
Yeah. And you just want me to give you the, well, I'll do that and I'll give you their number just
Okay.
so you have it too.
Okay, sure.
So it's 877 550
Okay.
4227.
Okay.
And what's stupid about this program, and it's driving me crazy, but oh, I have so much going on. You can't like, I can't like directly call like the woman that's helping with my case. I don't even know what to
Right.
tell her, like what to call her. I'm just calling her a caseworker because like I don't know what else to call her,
I think
you
they're
know?
called, yeah, they're, I guess caseworker is a good name. Okay.
Yeah, so. You have when you call though, you call this PA broker line and you talk to an answering service
Okay.
that connects you with them. So I'm gonna call them right now and add you. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
English, press 1. Para continuar en español. Oprima dos. For all other languages, press 3. To continue in English, press 1. Continue. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing facility, please press 2. If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press 3. If you are calling for beneficiary support services, please press 4. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Megan.
Hello. Calling
Yes?
Pennsylvania Enrollment Broker. My name is Bernadette. Are you calling for the first time or to check the status of an existing case? Hey, Bernadette. Yeah, I'm just checking the status of my case. I have been working with a woman named Rebecca, and I'm not sure how to term her, but I'm not sure if I should call her my caseworker or what I should call her, but she's in charge of my case, apparently. And I actually have, there's a company that's able to help me
Rebecca wanted me to search for places that could potentially help with the care because nobody was responding to the inquiry and reaching out. So Family First is actually on the line with me, and they've been trying to get a hold of Rebecca, but they can't to you just provide assistance.
Yeah, to get started.
Because I know the other company was she said a company reached out, but they're taking like a really, really long time. I don't know what's going on, but I was trying to get Family First to Rebecca, if that makes sense, so they could communicate.
What's your name?
Megan Krejci. It's M-E-G-A-N. And my last name is K-R-A-C-H-E.
Okay, and your date of birth, Megan?
5/9/87. I just know Rebecca's in charge of my case, and I was wondering
and
if I could talk to her.
Yeah,
because, yeah, I'm approved for the Act 150, but what's holding this whole process up is Rebecca can't get, like, a nursing home to, like, reach out back to her. Or nursing, like, a place that does in-home nursing assistance care, whatever you want to call it. So she wanted me to try to call and find some places, and I did, and I found Family First, and they're on the line with me.
Okay, so I do have to verify personal information.
Mm-hmm.
Please note we will not speak with anyone in reference to the account without verbal written consent.
Okay.
Can you verify your address for me?
Yes, it's 222 Hunter Lane, North Wales, PA, 19454.
All right, and your phone number? 215-350-7729. Okay. Just a minute here. Okay, so I am seeing that you still have open application. It's right now it's ready for the Office of Long-Term Living.
Yeah, so is there any way I could speak to Rebecca, ma'am? Because we're a little farther on than that. So this is just the call center, right?
Yes, and I'm not sure who Rebecca is.
Oh, my God.
Is there anyone assigned to her case?
Yeah. See, this is what they do. They don't like. I can't get Rebecca's last name. I can't get an ID number. I can't get anything about her. When I talk to Rebecca, tells me just call this number and ask for me, and they'll transfer you. And then that doesn't happen. So that's why this is such a frustrating process, and it's not going anywhere.
Ma'am, on your end, what do you see that she still needs to do?
So I was okay. Let me advise her. So what is Rebecca's last name? You don't know her last name.
Your company will not give me her last name, so I do not know. I've asked several times. Nobody from your company will give me Rebecca's last name. They don't do
when
that.
When was the last time you spoke with her?
When was the last time I spoke with her?
Yes.
Not this week, because I just called and spoke to a lady. I spoke to her, I think, last week. I think I either spoke to her last week or the week before that. I'm not sure.
Last week.
I would love to know her name or some type of ID number, because every time I call your call center to get a hold of Rebecca, they keep people that I guess work and do the same thing as you do, ma'am, keep telling me, oh, we can't give you her last name, we can't give you her ID number, we can't. And it's like, well, how am I supposed to help move this process along if I call and ask for Rebecca and you're saying you don't even know who she is? This is crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of workers in here, so that's why it's hard to determine.
And that's why I keep asking your company for her last name to try to make it easier for everyone.
Let me look at the notes and see what's going on, and I'll be right back with you. I'm just going to read the notes here real quick.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is why, I'm sorry, hon, what's your name again?
It's Stacy.
Stacy, this is why this is so frustrating. It's just like, you get approved, first of all, I had to fill out all this paperwork for this governmental program. I do. And, you know, the idea and concept of this is great for people that qualify for it, but this is just the problem with government. It's great, but the execution is horrible.
Yeah.
Like, you need a business owner to, like, put this together. There shouldn't be a call center to get to Rebecca. I should just be able to call Rebecca.
Exactly.
And then you guys are just the agency that finds another healthcare agency to actually come to my home, aren't you?
So we're the agency that will provide the caregiver. I think what you're up to is choosing like a service coordinator, an agency for that. We'll send somebody out to approve the hours. Do you have any hours per week? Do you know that yet or no?
I'm waiting for Rebecca to give that to me. She can't give it to me, she said. She said she can't give that to me until she finds an agency that is willing to help, and then she has to, like, request her final approval. This is a bunch of malarkey.
If she doesn't have an agency for service coordination, I could give you some names of, like, you know, we'll just pick any and tell her that that's the one. We have few here, but I just want to hear from her exactly what if she's missing anything, and you know, if there's anything holding it back, or it's just that she needs a service coordination agency, because we're for the caregiver and you also need a service coordination one.
Okay. I'm sorry, it's really hard to hear you because of the background music, but I've been trying to get this organized for months, and I can't tell you how much paperwork I've filled out and so many things. It's just like, this is never going to go anywhere because there's too many chefs in the kitchen.
Yeah, but once the service coordinator is more just to, like, you know, coordinate your case, make a plan of care, decide how many hours per week you're going to be getting, and then once that's done, you get an approval and they'll send us the authorization, and then
yeah,
we handle it from there.
And Stacey, that's what Rebecca is telling me is going to happen, but then when I try to call Rebecca, she's really nice.
Okay, so
yeah.
It looks like somebody by the name of Dana tried to call you on July 7th. To advise you that they are still waiting for the Office of Long-Term Living to deem you eligible or ineligible for the F-150. So that's what we're waiting for right now.
Is there any notation of a Rebecca that we can speak to?
Yeah, Rebecca told me, though, that I've spoke to Rebecca a couple of times, and just so you know, if someone does not leave me a message, I will not return your phone call, because I used to be a small business owner and I get so many telemarketers calling me and trying to sell stuff to me. So Rebecca has left me messages, which is why I called back. Nobody else has left me messages about this. I just checked my messages like every other day. So that person may have called, but they didn't leave me a message. And I've asked your agency if you could please notate the file every time someone calls, they need to please leave me a message. Is there any way we could notate the file again for that?
Yes.
So they know?
Yes, I'm going to do that right now.
Okay. And ma'am, it's just because I'm dealing with so many things in life right now. I'm about to get surgery. Mm-hmm. I already have pain problems. I am going through a divorce. I just filed a bankruptcy. I'm having issues with my teenage children. Like, I'm going through so much in life right now, and I'm just overwhelmed.
It's okay.
It's and okay. I can't get help, but Rebecca told me I was already approved for the Act 150.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to find an agency that would come out and help me because she's waiting to hear back from...
Could Rebecca
another
be
one
from
that's...
Office of Long-Term Living?
Office of Long-Term Living, yes. We're waiting for the Office of Long-Term Living to approve this application. We really can't do anything until they approve it because it's a different office.
Would they be reaching out to her? Could that be where this Rebecca is from?
No.
No?
I don't think that would be from her office. Because they have to reach out to our office and speak to one of the representatives in the back office to advise them that she is deemed eligible or ineligible.
Okay.
And what is the number you prefer for them to call you at, Megan?
It's just my cell phone. It's 215-350-7729.
Okay. Per applicant, please leave message when calling her at this phone number. Okay.
I spoke to Rebecca, and she told me if I call the call center and just ask for her, the call center will transfer me to her. And she has helped me a lot, and she's told me, ma'am, that I'm pretty much, like, approved. It's not all the way there, but until they
mm-hmm.
get a care facility to accept the referral, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wrote down some notes.
Yeah.
Then,
for the agency. They need to get an agency to accept.
Yeah, and so that's who I have on the phone right now. They will help me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Family First.
So this is Family First that we have on the phone with us today.
Yes, and I authorize you to speak to her and do anything to coordinate because I'm getting surgery soon, and I'm so overwhelmed, and I just don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me go in here. I know where you're at now. Okay, so here. Okay, so what they're not waiting for Family First.
They need to a coordination
approve.
Agency,
what
right?
they're waiting for is for the coordination exactly to approve,
okay.
which is the first choice you have here is Love and Compassion in Home Care. That's the first one.
They didn't respond. It was something a bridge and beyond or something I know that did get back to Rebecca because she left me a message and because we've spoken and she told me that, but I don't know where. I just spoke to a woman before I called and she wasn't really sure what was going on, so I just left it like that. And then Family First is actually the real agency that would be servicing me.
Right.
They
so
need
Megan,
know,
they need a in between agency before us. So what I could do is I could call some of these service coordination agencies with you. And see if they could take your case.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to do that or if that has to come from their side.
Rebecca has to do that, and that's what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And there, a bridge to something did respond, Rebecca said. She left me a message stating this.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you see that on file that there's an agency, a bridge that responded?
That's what I'm looking for right now. I just see the only agencies I see here that were chosen, because there's three choices, is the Love and Compassion in Home Care, Centrix Home Health Care, and Care Professionals Home Agency. Did she tell you what date they approved you for the Bridge at and Beyond service?
No, her message just said, you know, they approved it. This is so frustrating. Like, I'm seriously going to bang my head against the wall.
I wish we could speak to her. That would make it so much easier.
Yeah. Ma'am, could you maybe ask somebody there if there's a Rebecca that works for the company you guys are providing a call center to? Because she knows everything about this. And I keep being told by her that she has told me so many times, Megan, just call and ask for me. Don't explain anything because you're going to repeat it twice. And I try to do that, and then I get told something different.
Okay, let me see something here.
Apparently she's the only Rebecca there. I don't know. I don't work for you guys. I just don't understand why. If Rebecca is my caseworker, let's just call her. I don't know what else to call her. Why doesn't Rebecca have a direct line? Why do I have to keep calling a call center to get through to Rebecca?
I have four Rebeccas in here.
Yeah, there's too many cooks in the
kitchen.
There's
another one, five.
And that's why nothing is getting done.
And they all spell differently as well. She didn't give you the spelling of her name.
Did Rebecca put in any notes on Megan's case that you could, you know, figure out who it is from that?
Okay, let me see.
Oh. And I'm new to this process. I don't, Stacey, know why there needs to be a coordination agency to contact you. Again, it's too many cooks in the kitchen. Rebecca told me to give her, I gave her like six agencies that I thought would be great, and she told me these ones would be good because they get back to her, so we were working together as a team.
Okay.
I didn't just give her three.
Right.
You're supposed to give three, but you can give way more than three. A lot of people in the call center don't know that, so Rebecca was telling me the real rules.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she was very confident one of these ones she works with a lot would get back to her, but I don't know why we have to go through a coordination service to get to the actual care facility, Stacey. It makes zero sense.
I know.
Why would someone set up a program like this? Like, I'm sorry, ladies. I used to be a small business owner, and this makes zero sense.
It's like a lot of hoops to jump through for no reason. I totally agree.
Exactly. And you know what? It's really sad, ladies. I bet you there's a lot of people that qualify for Act 150, but they can't do this. They don't have all day to do all the coordination and all that stuff, and eventually they're just like, screw it. This is more of a headache than it's worth. Like, you know, if I, like, die and slip down the steps or something, or can't eat for a day because I can't stand and cook food, whatever.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah.
So are you seeing any Rebecca in her notes or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm trying to email somebody right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, let me see if this person responds to me. So she said you were approved by a bridge and beyond service.
The word bridge was in it. I forget the whole name, but.
All right. Just give me a few minutes. Let me see what happens here. I will be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
What's that?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope we didn't get disconnected.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, I'm not getting any response back from that person.
Okay, Stacey, whatever you want to do. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
I'm at my wit's end. I did everything on my end I was supposed to do.
Ma'am, thank you for your help.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, there's nothing we can really do. We're waiting for the Office of Long-Term Living. They're the ones that make the decision. I don't know if you want to try to call them. I don't know.
Why can't you guys call them?
Well, that's what they did, and they left you a message that they're still waiting for them to respond back. They haven't responded back.
That's not the message that Rebecca left me. The message Rebecca left me is that she got an email back from a bridge to something, and they have accepted my referral, is what she said. Her message, but I kind of forget. She's waiting on them, I guess, to locate an actual in-home care agency and get back to her. I believe that's what she's doing. And I have, like, an in-home care agency right here that's willing to help. Can we at least leave this company's information with you so you could pass it on to Rebecca?
Okay, so it looks like on the 30th of June, you did call in and try to ask for Rebecca as well. And they did message Rebecca, and Rebecca gave the name for Dana.
So maybe, can we speak to Dana if Dana knows about the case?
I guess she's transferring my case to Dana, but... You know, I don't know. I don't work for that company. Can we speak to Dana if my case is being transferred to a different person?
Okay, let me see if I can get a hold of Dana.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
The next thing.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Megan, the next thing
I would
try.
Yeah, because Dana, it looks like Dana wrote a message just today, actually. She wrote this message. And it says, tried calling applicant to explain that I am now working on the case and that we are just awaiting to hear from Office of Long-Term Living. That was the message that I read to you earlier.
She didn't leave me a message, I didn't know it was her because I get so many telemarketer calls, so... If she would have left me a message.
It says no answer, no voicemail pickup. And that's why she was unable to leave a message. I did put an alert on your case indicating that to leave you a message at your phone number.
I don't know why she couldn't leave a message, but I don't have any messages. I just checked them today, so it's not full. I don't know, not the cell phone company, but, I think if we could just speak to her, maybe it would help move things along because
definitely.
I'm getting surgery really soon, ma'am, and I'm, like, freaking out. Like, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, I left the message to leave you a voicemail when calling you, or if there's somebody that they can call. I don't know if you want to add somebody as an authorized representative that can pick up the phone.
You can add me, Megan, if you
when
want.
When they call.
Yeah, I'm more than willing to add Stacey that's on this call with us. She's been really nice and reached out to me a couple times and wants to help and I'll just let Stacey give her direct information because I'm not sure what her exact phone number is.
Okay.
Yeah, because it sounds like Stacey's the one that's helping you here. So let's put her on here. And can she make changes on your account as well?
Yes. Whatever she needs to do is fine.
Okay. Okay. And Stacy, it's Stacey?
Yes.
Okay. And your last name?
The first initial to my last is S as in Sam. But I have a direct line that you
S
can reach
in
me
Sam.
At.
You have a direct line. And and this is
Family First Care?
You're from Family First Care.
Mm-hmm.
And before you go, ma'am, I know Stacey's going to give you her information, but if you don't mind giving me the number to the long-term care office, I will call them and just say, what can we do to speed this up?
I'll give it to you afterwards, Megan.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And Stacey, I do need your full last name.
Okay, it's Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. We're not really supposed to give it out. I'm sure you know. But you can take that.
Okay. But we're adding you as an authorized representative.
Yeah,
that's...
yeah, I understand. It's okay.
Yeah. What's the address? I don't know if you want to give me your office address,
I'll
not
give
a personal
you the
address.
It's 4811. Sorry, that's the old one. The new address is 1 Winding Drive, Suite 205, Philadelphia, PA.
1 Linden Drive.
Winding, W-I-N-D-I-N-G-E.
Okay. Winding. And what city is that?
Philadelphia, PA. 19131.
Mm-hmm. And the phone number?
It's 267. 551-7417.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, Stacey. So I went ahead and added you as an authorized representative on the account to speak in her behalf and make any changes if need be. That way, they can call you. I'm going to change this alert here to put your phone number in to call you instead. Give me just a second here.
Oh, wait, I'm seeing that the number that I have for Office of Long-Term Living is the same number as this call line. So maybe you could provide a more direct number.
Yeah, if I look it up, it'll probably give the same number. I don't know why they do that. Give me a second here.
Oh, here, I have another number. Participant helpline.
So I added to let me put this alert here to for them to call you instead of calling.
Stacey, on that number though that you gave her, you know, potentially, couldn't it be someone else that picks up the phone?
The number for me?
Yes.
No, that's my direct line. It's calling and texting line. If I'm not in,
okay.
My calls might be
okay.
Transferred, but that's my number directly.
Okay.
All right. Perfect.
I was sorry, Stacey. I was just asking because when I originally spoke to someone from your office, like, I gave them my information.
You spoke to our marketing department, and then your case got assigned to me. So that's me who you'll speak
okay,
to.
Okay, great, because they said they had to, like, transfer it to an intake person. And
yeah.
I'm glad that actually happened. Thank you. Thank you. Someone is doing something they said they would do.
We're going to figure out your case. Don't worry, Megan.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I put a note in there to please call Stacy Schwartz at 267-551-7417 by request of the applicant.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your help.
And that is so once they open this account, it's going to show that alert, and that is going to let them know automatically there to call you, Stacy, in reference to any details that they may have in reference to this account. Okay.
Okay. All right. So.
All right. And is there anything else?
Are we able to speak to Dana or no?
Okay. Well, let me see if she's available because I didn't get anything from the Rebecca person.
Okay, let's try. Megan, what we could try is I'll give you the number for the long-term living office, and I could try to reach out to maybe the service coordination agency and see if they have any update.
Yeah, I wrote this all down somewhere, and I'm trying to find it because Rebecca did give me a lot of information, but okay. Then my case got transferred to Dana, so. I think I found it.
Is it a bridge to independence? Is
yeah.
The name?
Uh-huh. It's a bridge to independence. Yep. I just found it in my notes as soon as you said it.
Okay.
So it's a bridge to independence.
Yes.
Instead of. Okay.
So that's the agency, though, ma'am. Like, that's the agency that's supposed to find an actual care company that actually comes out to your home and offers the care.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy is from a company that actually offers the care. A Bridge to Independence is just an agency that's supposed to locate mm-hmm. a company. They've accepted mm-hmm. my referral, but I
they're
don't.
They're also going to be coming out to approve the hours for you so that we can have an amount of hours that are approved to service for you.
I don't know what happens. Stacey, that's why I was waiting. That's why I called PA. So this is through PA Broker. There's a
right.
This is how I had to apply. Like I have insurance on from the Montgomery County Assistance Office because I qualify, and then the Assistance Office just referred me to PA Broker one day. They came out twice. I was approved. I had to submit all this paperwork. That's gone good so far. Then I finally got assigned someone to help me, which was Rebecca. Now it's Dana. And then, you know, Dana/Rebecca explained to me that I have to reach out to an agency that will accept the referral, and then that agency actually finds the in-home care people. So I can probably find the phone number to a bridge to independence.
I have the phone number here. I'm sending them an email.
Oh, great. Great, because Rebecca, when she was my caseworker, she told me that they have a very fast response.
Okay.
And, you know, she's just giving me some advice on the company. They send you a big list, and you can pick from, like, this huge list of agencies. But you literally have to call them all one by one, and most of the phone numbers aren't updated or mm-hmm. people have no idea what you're talking about. So I think, Stacey, you'd have to go through a bridge to independence. I'm sorry. I wish I knew more about this. I just don't understand why so many third parties are involved. Like, it's just very confusing.
Totally get it. Did she say she's going to get Dana, or you hung up?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm waiting. I didn't want to interrupt anybody's conversation.
So sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I was just trying to explain where we're at, and I'm sorry. I wish I knew more about this process, but I don't, because this is all new to me. I just know that I'm partially disabled. I have a lot of health problems, and that's why I was referred to do this, and I did everything that was asked of me, and that's all I know. If someone needs anything more from me, I'm more than willing to provide it, but no one said that I have, you know, no one said anything.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and that message was just left today that Dana left. Most likely she did contact Overhurst for long-term living, and she's waiting for them to respond back to her.
Well, Rebecca, did they abridge the independence? Literally, I was on the phone with Rebecca probably like almost 2 weeks ago. The first three agencies I picked out, apparently the company Rebecca works for called them and none of them would accept my referral. Then finally, Rebecca picked up the case and called me, and she was like, I just need you to give me other agencies. We're not allowed to pick them for you. And I was like, Rebecca, honestly, I don't care. Like, whoever gets back to you, I asked her, can you give me some advice on which one to get back to you the quickest? She emailed Abridged Independence while we were on the phone 2 weeks ago, and by the end of our call, they already responded to her.
Wow.
And then I didn't realize Rebecca was transferring my case to Dana because she didn't say anything about that on the phone, but I do remember her saying your case may be transferred to somebody else, but she wasn't sure.
So I guess what Dana just said, all she left the message was that she needs to wait for an approval, right?
But Rebecca already got the approval, though, from Abridged Independence, is what I'm trying to say, Stacey.
Right.
Right, no, so the Abridged
But she's not waiting for the approval from them. She's waiting for Office of Long-Term Living.
Exactly.
That's different.
Oh.
So I don't even see an Act 150 waiver on your Medicaid, Megan. So I guess they're just waiting for the final approval now that you do have an agency, I'm assuming. What I did is I reached out to Abridged Independence, too, and I asked them if, you know, they're working on your case and, you know, they could confirm that. I'm going to wait for a reply from them. I guess let's wait a few days and then we'll reach out again to speak to Dana for an update, okay?
Okay, but then I think we also need to reach out to the Office of Long-Term Living, and I'm willing to call them. I just need a phone number.
Yeah, I'll give you the number. I have it right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on. Grab a pen real quick. And I'm hoping
I did reach out to Dana, but I'm not getting anything back yet from her.
Okay.
All right, Stacey, I can take the number to long-term living, and again, I'll call them, but I don't know if I'm going to get the runaround again. Like,
right.
They can't speak to me, or I don't know.
Okay, the number, let me give you the number, and then we'll discuss what you're going to do, okay? The number is 1-800-757-
Mm-hmm. 5042.
And by the way, the rep that's helping us from Maximus, the broker, we could let her go. She doesn't need to listen to this.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for calling Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think Rebecca is from Maximus as well, just so you know.
That would be where she's from.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Well, Megan, thank you very much for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. And thank you also, Stacy, for helping her out. You guys have a wonderful rest
of
your day.
Thanks for all
your time. Would you like to participate in the customer service area? You're welcome. No, my pleasure.
Not right now. I'm sorry. We have other people to call.
I understand. No worries. You have a wonderful rest of your day. Take it easy.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. I was in the middle of giving you the number, right?
You gave me the number to long-term.
Full number, 5042, I told you.
Why didn't she hang up on us?
can you send her call?
No, I can't. because
okay, let's
wait,
hang up
wait.
And call me right back, okay?
Wait, no, I can.
Oh.
Come on, Brian, do it. Okay.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
All right, so that number I gave you is for long-term living.
Yeah.
I didn't get a response yet from A Bridge to Independence. I'm hoping they respond because they would have the most information, I'm assuming. But if
mm-hmm.
you do want to call Office of Long-Term Living, you could do that. Just ask them. Ask them for a status update on your case. I don't know if they'll speak to you. I've never called them before directly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you ask them if they have an agency on file for you. It sounds like Bridge to Independence might not be on file yet because that's what the Maximus lady said. She didn't sound like she had them on file yet. So that's really what I would want to find out from A Bridge to Independence, not Office of Long-Term Living.
I don't even understand what the Office of Long-Term Living has to do. I don't understand
any of it. Assuming they
make
the final decision of the approvals.
But if I wasn't already approved, why would Rebecca be trying to call agencies to find in-home care? Why would that step happen?
I think that you need to have, you need to be with the service coordination agency already. Everything should be set up for them to process your final approval. Now, it sounds like she was already working on that. I hope it's already done and that Bridge to Independence will say, yeah, we're taking care of it. But as of now, there is no Act 150 approval on your case. So we're just trying to wrap those loose ends up and then get you your assessment and have your hours approved. And then we're ready to start. Okay, so meanwhile, let me just double check. Oh, yeah, we already asked you about what kind of aid you need, so I guess we'll discuss that a little bit more in depth once we see your approval up. But
mm-hmm.
like I said, I'm going to try to call A Bridge to Independence as well while you call Office of Long-Term Living. I do leave the office
okay.
at 5 o'clock, so I'm not sure if I'll be able to get back to you today. But I'm definitely going to reach out to them and try to get some information, whatever I can, okay?
Okay, and Stacey, your number is 267-551-7417?
Yes, you won't have to speak to anyone. That will be me directly, and you can text me as well.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to let you know, in conjunction with this, I go to therapy every week, and there is, because all of this health stuff I am doing all on my own is so confusing,
mm-hmm.
I was told I could get, a navigator to help me navigate this process.
Okay.
It's a nurse navigator and she's from Maricopa. So I don't know if you just want Maricopa. I can spell it for you. It's the place that I go to therapy.
Oh, okay.
Talk therapy.
Mhm. So she's going to help you do what? Just navigate the whole process?
Yes, I applied for this months ago and she just reached out to me.
Okay.
So I don't know if I think she deals with the long-term living office and stuff like that.
Okay, I guess it's worth a try. I would contact them directly first while I contact Bridge to Independence and we'll see, we'll compare notes on what they tell us, okay?
Okay. And you have my number, so, if you don't mind, texting me or something, it's so much easier for me to work off of that.
I did text you a couple times as well when I was trying to reach you. Oh, yeah, I see, and you said you gave my number to Rebecca, and then, so we were in contact at one point. All right, so I'll definitely text you as soon as I hear something, okay?
And
you do the same.
I'll call the Office of Long-Term Living and just see if I just ask them, is my Act 150 approved?
Okay. Yeah, and ask them if you have an agency on file and what the name is. It's most likely not A Bridge to Independence yet. That's what it sounds like.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. Yep. Thank you.
Be in touch, Megan.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep.